It's a sunny day in Pinewood Studios. I'm here doing a video shoot with Gary Curtis and Anne Nolan, and with me is that photographer guy, Nick Elliott. How are you doing?
Hey, good to see you, Lee. How's things?
That's good. Well, catch me up with all the things that happened to you. I know we had a quick chat a little while ago.
Yeah, we hooked up, didn't we, in London a few weeks back and spoke through a few things. Where do I start, man? It's been a busy year.
What's all those big picture things I keep seeing?
Size Matters. That's a massive show that I did early part of June this year. World first. And I showcased 13 images, which were over 35 feet high by 25 feet wide. When we launched it at a venue called Cholmondeley Castle in Cheshire, and an event there called Pageant of Power, we launched it to 3 days for 3 days there to 70,000 people.
So, how do you get a 70-foot picture or 35-foot picture?
With a lot of work, actually, a lot of work. I mean, it was a fully sponsored show. Kat, my publicist, she approached one of the few wide digital printers in the world, a place called Structure Flex in Norfolk, that do this kind of stuff for trailer curtains for trucks and all this kind of stuff, you know. And we kind of put the idea, it was an idea that I came up with, a concept probably about 3 or 4 years ago. I wanted to do a show that went out to a massive audience, but not a show which I do regularly in galleries and that kind of thing in the traditional kind of sense of how we do it. But I wanted to do this thing that I wanted to take the show to the audience rather than the audience come to the show. And I thought the only way to do this is to take it outside. And then I wanted to elaborate on that and make it what I believe, and we later found out it was a world's first, and really showcase these things massively, massively big.
You get the Guinness Book of Records as well.
Well, yeah, could even go down that route, I suppose. That's something we didn't consider, not at all. But it was certainly a phenomenon. It really was. It was logistically very, very difficult to put together. As you know yourself, once you come up with these kind of pea brain ideas of creative concepts in your head, that's one part of it. But then to find out that you've got to then make it all work logistically and technically, and you know, which then we encountered quite a few problems on the construction and the structure of these things, because I wanted them to represent images as they would do if they were hanging on a gallery wall or in your lounge or wherever. You know, these are limited. They're the 1/1. They're all signed. So there's only 13 of these things in existence. And there's a selection of the bands that I've worked with over my career.
So you're going to sell them?
Well, that was not the initial idea. I mean, the whole idea of it was purely as an art project. Like I say, to take the show to the audience rather than the audience come to the show, and to showcase exactly what I'm about with my, you know, style.
And each image is just one piece.
It's one piece.
It's not loads of A4 stuck together.
No. It is printed as one piece. And obviously, again, getting back to the logistics of it, this thing, soon as it goes over a certain size in the UK, we hit the kind of safety regulations and, you know, how kind of easy this is to blow down or move or whatever. So we then had to, it has to be printed over a certain size on a special fabric that has perforations throughout the whole fabric to allow the airflow to pass through the image. Otherwise, it just becomes like a solid wall, which you get a certain wind flow or whatever, and the thing could easily fall down, hurt people, blah, 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 you know.
I mean, many, many years ago when you first started to learn to do photography, did you ever imagine that you were going to get yourself involved in something as crazy as this? Not crazy, but outlandish and... So far removed from taking a snap.
No, not at all. As I say, I've always kind of, you know, kind of set my stall out to do a lot of shows. The fine art side of what I do is a really big part of my business and my whole career. But this was something that when I come up with the concept, I thought, when it's not logistically practical to put this thing together, let alone to get a fully sponsored show to put it on, because of the cost of it was massive. you know, massive. As I say, the kind of putting this together, how it's going to show, how it's going to stand up, and also because it's there, out there in the natural ambient light, you know, as the sun moves round at different times of the year, so that reflects then how the image is viewed, and also in the weather. You know, if it was a case of where it was rain or it was a really dull overcast day or whatever, you know, as we get a lot of them in the UK, it's then changes the way the image looks. So I had to change the whole collection three times to get exactly what I wanted. And then there was issues with the printing of it because I didn't like the fact that they're all black and white shots, which I wanted them to be because of the heavy contrast and the grain, you know, which made it work really, really well to give a very, very kind of threatening kind of image, a threatening show. Certainly when you stood at the bottom of this thing, it was so, so big, it was difficult to actually put the concept together in your head, how this would look, you know. So I had to change it three times to get it right. And then what we actually did, they double printed the skin of the fabric and then stuck the two together, so that the whites and the greys and the blacks were heavy contrast on the image that actually you saw. So it was quite a time consuming thing and a lot of issues.
And where do you store them?
Well, they're actually, I don't have them at all at the studio, nothing like that. You know, they're rolled up and they're stored at StructureFlex, the guys who did the printing. And then the view is to do whatever we decide to do with it. But to be honestly, it was never designed to do a rerun of anything. It was a one-off. It was purely an art one-off.
So you're not going to take it to some other venues around the world?
No, I'm working on various different ideas. Kat's been very busy looking at other venues. But to be honest, I don't think I would do exactly the same again. Not only was it to showcase what I do, how I do it, and showcase me, it was also about creating an art statement that people could relate to. And I think that relation has now, it's come, it's joined to the 70,000 people. And the worldwide exposure to this was 1.4 million people.
Where can people see this? Is it online? Have you got it on your website?
There is a special website, and that is sizematters.photography, which documents the whole process right from start to finish. So you can go there, you can tap in. There's lots of images, lots of interviews and stuff, press releases, blah, blah, blah. A lot of stuff that I did on the back of that leading up to and during the event. And also lots of shots of what this thing actually looked like on the day, on the weekend when it was launched.
Brilliant. Now, going to something different, you've also been doing a bit of radio.
Yeah, radio has always figured very much in what I do because music is my second passion to photography. If I have one, music is it. You know, I've been around the business all my life. It's been such a heavy influence on what I do. Always fancied having this kind of this Nick Elliott Rocklands type of show, which hopefully we're going to put together next year, which will be a solely dedicated show which I should present. But I've been doing a lot of other shows over the past 2 years. Now do the one monthly show, an hour show that goes out on Siren FM, which is Sound and Nick's Vision. Before that, I'd done a joint presentation on Endeavour Radio that was featured the 12 albums that had influenced my career, that had changed my life. And I just, I really like this vibe of just recreating somebody's lounge, somebody's front room, and certainly going back to that period of time, like, you know, which is my era, which is the 70s. Sitting there listening to your vinyl album, you know, in the dark, and it's all going on, and you know, in the same kind of places where I came from.
So sort of modern day Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, yeah, a similar to without the old bird
or sand.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it is, and it's just about the music that has influenced me and why I do what I do and why I started out to do what I do.
Great. great. Now, the other thing you're doing also is these expensive books that you put on your coffee table.
Yeah, again, that features very much in what I do over the past 2 or 3 years, because a couple of years ago, we set up my own production company, publishing company, should I say, sorry, publishing company, Elliott Studios Publishing, that looks after all my fine art and my books. This was very much a personal thing, but I think recognising the art world that books is the highest accolade that you can get, where you produce your images and they end up in a book. To cut a long story short, I now do this thing called Rockumentaries, which is kind of a movement that I've made over the last couple of years into a place to where, you know, I spend a lot of time on the road with bands, a lot of time with these guys, hanging out with them, you know, whether that be working, shooting, whether they're recording music, whether it's live gigs or whatever. And I just wanted to take this whole project into another place. So most of the kind of things that I do now, and I'm working on one with a guy called Ed Graham, who's an ex-drummer of the Darkness, which I've been working on for pretty much this year. And this is basically, I spend a lot of time with Ed. He's working on a new musical project. He's put again together a new band. And we hang out, we go and have drinks, we have tea, you know, whatever it is, into the studio, which I am for 2 days this coming week. And this whole thing is then documented photographically. And then at the end of the project, it ends up in either a travelling exhibition, as in images, in a gallery, or it becomes a book, but it usually ends up both of those routes. So you then produce a limited fine art book. Usually they're limited to one in 250 worldwide. So it's something that I've started to move over into a lot more and spend more time doing this. You know, for me, this is not about photography, it's about art. It's about capturing something and that will live on way, way, way after me in the art world.
Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. The music is starting up, so I think we're needed for the crowd scenes.
Okay, Nick. So they tell me.
And good luck, and look forward to hearing more on the radio project, the books and your art, and obviously your photography. You're always on the road taking pictures and stuff with loads of artists of all styles of music.
Yes, I am, yeah. It's going to be a busy end to the year, really, because I'm off to Wales. Beginning of the month of December, I do a 4-day gig there, a rock gig, which is going to be quite good. Darkness are headlining, and Joanne Shaw Taylor, along with various other different artists, you know. So it's always a good gig, which will see us into Christmas. And then next year, a lot of good things going on.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Lovely. Good to see you, Lee. Thank you.